Last Sunday, Game of Thrones fans said goodbye to the dragons and the White Walkers and the epic battle scenes of their favorite show, at least until next spring. But if you can't wait until season six, you can get your own piece of the Seven Kingdoms, and you don't even have to go all the way to Westeros. Current state's April Van Buren is here to tell us more. How far do we have to go?
Not very far at all, Mark, because the officially licensed merchandiser for the HBO series, as well as the Song of Ice and Fire books by George R.R. Martin, is right here in East Lansing. It's a company called Valyrian Steel, and I talked to owner Chris Beasley about what it's like to make merchandise for one of the world's most popular TV shows. And before we get to the interview, I will mention that there are some spoilers ahead for the season 5 finale. So if that's still in your DVR queue, you've been warned. I met up with Chris at his office, which is decorated with the swords and pieces of armor that they make from Game of Thrones. And these definitely aren't the kind of props that you'd use for a Halloween costume. They're made of real metal, and some are pretty lethal looking.
Yeah, they would certainly hurt someone. I tell people with the Warhammer, which is the most dangerous thing we sell, you could kill someone in an accident with it. It's a 10-pound sledgehammer with spikes on it. I mean, you would go through a car door. They're certainly not toys.
And so you first approached George R.R. Martin when you were just 25. And so when you approached George R.R. Martin, this is obviously before the HBO series, what was your pitch to him? How did you convince him that you were the one to do this work?
Well, I had a lot of success retailing Lord of the Rings swords, and I talked up my success about them, and I was just very straightforward with him and offered him what was at the time for him, I think, a rather large, sizable advance. And I was told by his agent that he liked my Midwestern straightforwardness. He is originally from New Jersey, but he went to school in Chicago, and then he taught, I believe, in Iowa. Obviously, he took a chance on us because, we never made anything before, but it's worked out.
For those first pieces of merchandise, obviously, the HBO show wasn't out yet, so you weren't working off a physical thing. You were kind of going off the descriptions from A Song of Fire and Ice. What was the design process like when you were working from the books?
Oh, well, first, I'll correct you. It's A Song of Ice and Fire. All the nerds out there listening.
I stand corrected.
If I don't correct you on that. So we work with George kind of like a police sketch artist would work with a witness. Our artist will draw 8 maybe different swords and send them to George. And George will say, well, I'd like the hilt on that one and the pommel here and the blade shape over here and change that. And that's not good at all. And then we slowly winnow it down to a sword design that he's happy with. And we go from there.
Obviously, when you started this, the HBO series hadn't come out yet, but how has that process changed now that there is obviously very elaborate sets and props that are coming from the HBO show? How do you guys design those things now? Is that in collaboration with the show?
No, it's not. And it's really, there's two major changes that happen. When we work with HBO, they send us the props, which is really cool and fun for us because we get to play with the actual screen use props. And then it's just a straight up copy job. We take pictures, we take measurements, we take molds where necessary, and then we just copy it. We don't have to worry about designing. And it's actually a lot faster process. And the other thing that's changed is we still do work with George. And we still do designs with him independent of the show. It's just his world has exploded to such a degree that it takes him a long, 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 long time to do product approvals with us anymore because he's got so many things on his plate. And, whereas used to, I would send him an email or a message and I would get a response back usually in a day or two. It can be a lot, lot longer now.
You started out doing this merchandise for the books. You maybe had this inkling that it could go somewhere else, but what was it like to see the show take off the way it has? It's really one of the most popular TV shows out there right now and has become sort of this pop culture sensation. What was that like for you as a fan of the books and as someone who's been working on designing this merchandise from the start? What was that like for you to see that?
It honestly wasn't very surprising. Once it was going to be a thing that the HBO was going to do the show, I never had a doubt in my mind that it was going to be as popular as it is. The books, people will be reading the books in 100 years. I firmly believe that. So the source material is so compelling. And with that source material and with HBO's pedigree of producing quality programming, I always knew it was going to be successful. I'm certainly pleased it's as successful as it is, but I was never worried that the show was going to get canceled or wasn't going to be a success. I knew in my heart from day one that once HBO pulled the trigger to do the show, that it was going to be huge.
So what's been the most exciting part of working with HBO on this? Have you gotten to interact with any of the writers or the actors or the set designers?
A little bit. Not really. Interactors. You know, we've spoken with some of the people who work on the show, and of course some of the actors I've met. The most exciting thing probably is just being involved with it, and also getting to handle the actual show props and stuff is always very exciting, knowing that, hey, look, Sean Bean held the sword and it was on screen and now it's in my hands. And working with George R. R. Martin is really cool. There's in Texas A&M University at their library, they have a George R. R. Martin collection, and it's his official collection, his works. And the stuff that I've made, the products that I've made, are in this collection in this library.
That's so cool.
Which is essentially a museum. And people go there and view this stuff in like a museum setting, like for academic research or whatever, because he's become such an influential author. And I'm now a part of that, part of his history. So that's really cool too.
Both the show and the books have a lot of very rabid fans. They have a huge fan base, exploded in popularity. There's, you know, countless internet forums where people go and talk about this all day long. What kind of reaction have you gotten from those people who, you know, really love this series? And I think, you know, it's a very personal thing to them.
We have really great reviews. Everyone seems to like our products, and people tend to really like us. We're fans, so we're not just some company out there trying to cash in on this pop culture phenomenon. We're fans of it from way back. We care about it, and I think that shows through in the work. And, you know, always when fans ask us questions, they can't stump us. You know, if they ask us a trivia question about the books, and we can have arguments about it, but they're well-educated arguments about a character or a pedigree of a sword or something like that. And I think they appreciate that knowledge, and we're not just, you know, some no-name company that is just trying to take advantage of the popularity of the books.
Chris Beasley is the owner of Valyrian Steel, which is the official licensed merchandiser for the HBO show Game of Thrones and the George R. R. Martin series, A Song of Ice and Fire. I know that Valyrian Steel, as well as your family, is soon going to be picking up and moving to Tennessee, and you guys are building a pretty unique house there. Could you tell me a little bit about your new digs?
Well, yeah, as I said, I was a nerd going way back. I've always been interested in castles and knights and wizards and swords and everything like that. So it's been my dream for a long time to build a castle, and specifically to build a castle in the sort of scenery that you would find in Europe, where you're usually mountainous, the foothills of the Alps or something like that. And, you know, that kind of geography exists down in Tennessee, and it's also pleasantly a lot warmer than Michigan. I'm born and bred here in Michigan and from northern Michigan, but the winter is not fun, and we do like more outdoor time, and I do like to garden, so I like a longer growing season. So it's been planned a long time that we'd move to Tennessee, and we're finally making that move this summer, and our warehouse is moving, employees are moving with us, I'm moving, of course, my wife, everything's set up and good to go, and down there we are thankfully being able to build a castle, and it's not really a big castle. It's more of a keep. If you're into medieval architecture, it'd be more defined as a keep than a full castle, because it's not big enough to be a castle, but you can call it a castle, and I'm trying to make it as historically accurate as possible while making it as energy efficient still as possible.
And I know that you have two young children, and I'm wondering, I mean, I remember growing up, my dad reading me Tolkien and reading me C.S. Lewis, and I'm wondering if you've started to pass along any of that passion to your two young kids.
I have. They're not quite there yet on those books. I think I might try to do some of that soon. They are certainly familiar. I make sure they're well up on their movies and everything. And I was really pleased one time. My son, who was at that time, I think, 4, told me that he thought Star Wars was way better than Lord of the Rings. And I was just so pleased that he had an opinion. So I'm certainly trying to raise them right. You know, both my kids know that Leia is Darth Vader's daughter, and, you know, that's important to know. They don't know anything about Game of Thrones yet. Quite a few years before they read that. But I certainly like to expose them to the things that I'm interested in.
And then the final question I want to ask you, obviously you guys are really busy here right now because the season 5 finale just aired on Sunday, and the big dramatic end to that was the death of Jon Snow. And I'm wondering, there's a lot of theories out there. I was wondering if you have any theories about the future of Jon Snow.
Yeah, I do, actually. First of all, I really don't think Jon Snow is dead. I don't get any secrets from George R. R. Martin. I would like to say, yes, he's told me secrets, but he doesn't. When George R. R. Martin, if you've read his books, and I have several times, when he kills someone, he kills them in the middle of a chapter on the middle of a book. And by the next chapter, the person is having a funeral, and then their bones are being sent back to Winterfell. Every time he has put someone in mortal peril at the end of a chapter or the end of a book, as far as I can remember reading his books, that person has always survived. So in both the show and in the books, John's supposed death comes at the end of a book and the end of a chapter. And so I firmly believe that he's going to live. And most people, I think, also believe this. And they believe either that he's going to warg, which is transfer his mind spirit into his wolf named Ghost, or more likely, I think, is that Melisandre, the Red Woman, will raise him, because the show and the books have established that the Red Priests and Priestesses have that power to save people who are mortally wounded. And then my other prediction is that the wall's going to come down, because you don't build an 800-foot wall of ice unless you want to knock it over. And then my other prediction is at the end, Jon's not going to matter. Everyone wants him to be king or marry Daenerys, and he's certainly a good character, but in the end, he will not be king, and the actual protagonist of the entire series is Jaime Lannister.
Wow, that's quite a prediction. Yeah. I'm interested to see how that plays out. I've been talking to Chris Beasley. He's the owner of Valyrian Steel, which is the official licensed merchandiser for the HBO show Game of Thrones and for the George R.R. Martin series, Song of Ice and Fire. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.